The 16th Conference on Tobacco or Health will be held next month in Abu Dhabi. The five-day meeting will feature the latest in smoking control efforts. The World Health Organization estimates tobacco kills nearly 6 million people every year, mostly in low- and middle-income countries. The conference theme is Tobacco and Non-Communicable Diseases, or NCDs. They include cancer, stroke, cardiovascular and lung disease, and diabetes. While tobacco kills 6 million a year, the WHO says NCDs take the lives of 16 million people annually before they reach age 70. It's the first time the conference, which is held every 3 years, will focus on NCDs. Dr. Essen Lateef is director of the Tobacco Control Department for the International Union Against Tuberculosis and Lung Disease, more commonly known as the Union.
Tobacco use and cigarette and smoking is one of the main factors in causing all the NCDs.
He says non-communicable diseases will increase as smoking increases.
They will, given the current use of tobacco and smoking, which is increasing mostly in the developing countries, we can predict an increase in the NCDs over the coming years if nothing is done.
But with all that is known about the health risks of tobacco, why is smoking on the rise in low- and middle-income countries?
It's just the lack of legislation and awareness of the people. The governments recognize that something needs to be done, but their efforts are undermined by the presence of a very strong tobacco industry. These tobacco industries are bigger than the economies of some of the countries that we work in, and their pressure and false impression given to the governments of the economic contribution they have just paralyzes some of these governments of introducing good tobacco control efforts.
Tobacco companies have claimed in the past that governments can boost revenues by taxing cigarette sales. Critics say any financial benefits are far outweighed by the burden on health care. Dr. Lateef says smoking is on the rise, especially in one particular age group.
It's particularly the young and the young adults where the incidence keeps increasing. Because as you grow old, you become more aware of what the environment is, whether it's good and bad for you. But young people under different influences like peer pressure, stress, false sense of safety.
And he says cigarette advertising is aimed at the young.
You don't see a tobacco industry sponsoring an event for 60-year-old. They always sponsor it for young adults. So you have concerts, you have got rallies, you've got things which attract the young people, and those are the ones sponsored by the industry to increase their sales in this age group.
Dr. Lateef says the rise in smoking in developing countries coincides with the adoption of the Western-style diet, which is laden with sugar, salt, and fat.
As you modify your behaviors, as you look at these fast food chains opening up in low- and middle-income countries, and as some of the economies in transition, these things become more affordable, in the low- and middle-income countries, it's seen as a fashion, as a fad. If you want to look trendy, you need to go to a fast food chain, which is popular in the West as well.
The World Conference on Tobacco or Health is being held in the United Arab Emirates to raise awareness in the region. So the conference will consider the use of shisha or water pipes.
We see shisha and water pipe as a gateway to smoking. So the impression given by the shisha makers is that it does not contain any tobacco or it does not have those kind of health hazards as direct smoking would have. But that we know is entirely false. It has the same hazards as if you smoke a cigarette. It's the same as if you smoke a low tar cigarette or a high tar content cigarette. The effects are the same. They all kill you.
There's also concern about e-cigarettes or electronic cigarettes. They are marketed as a safer alternative, but health officials are concerned about potential addiction and have not called them safe. Lateef says reducing non-communicable diseases will require efforts on multiple fronts.
When we look at the NCDs and the causes of NCDs, we are also talking about the alcohol industry, the food industry. So we will be going up against not only the tobacco industry, but also other powerful industries as well. And that's not going to be easy. So we need all the support and the resources we can get.
The 16th World Conference on Tobacco or Health will be held in Abu Dhabi from March 17th through the 21st. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.